What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I talk about the top two hacks to lose 20 pounds and get your abs this year. Now, these top two things will surprise you. What is going on, you beautiful people? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. So today we're talking all about the top two hacks to get that abs the first time in your life, whether that's losing 20 pounds and your first and seeing your abs the first time in your life, because you know you have to lose enough fat to see your abs. So we're gonna kind of dive into this topic itself. Now, have you been kind of telling yourself this though? Like, I've been holding this off for a long time. What I mean that is like your goals of losing that weight itself. Like, have you told yourself like this now and you want to commit to losing that 20 pounds and getting your abs this year? Like, you tried losing weight in the past year itself. You did good for a couple of weeks, then you fell off track. You did good for another couple of weeks, then you fell off track again. Then you told yourself pretty much itself that you'll commit a couple months later. And then you kind of just kind of forget about it, keep pushing it back. And then you say, I will wait till the New Year's. Well, that time is now. Does that sound like you? Well, if this is you itself, I'm going to share with you two things you need to do to absolutely lose that weight this time around. Now, let's kind of dive into it. Top two things. Number one, diving straight into it very, very fast, accountability. So we as humans like to kind of align with what we say. It's just in us, right? Itself. We want to kind of say what we kind of do itself, or we kind of line up with what we kind of say. Like, let's just say, I am, like, that's where affirmations kind of work. It's like, I am strong, healthy, and fit. And then you keep telling yourself that, your actions usually kind of align with that over and over again. But you have to tell yourself that over and over and over every single day. It's not just like one day. So that's why affirmations kind of work too as well. Now, if you tell everybody you're going to lose weight itself and get your abs this year, or if you can hire a coach or even post on social media and you tell everybody, you tell your friends, you tell your family, you tell your, like, you know, all your social media following, I don't know if it's one person, two persons, 5,000, 10,000, but you tell everybody that you're going to go lose weight, get abs this year. Well, you already told everybody itself. Now, although people are probably not remembering it because everybody has their own lives and that's the reality of it, you know you put that out there. You know you put those words out there. You know you told everybody that you're going to lose that weight and see your abs this year. So in the back of your mind, you're going to work that much harder because you told everybody, and you don't want to let those people down itself. You don't want to be that person on the inside that's like, oh my God, I told everybody and now I'm not going to follow through. Like, that's how us humans kind of work itself. We want to kind of align with it. That's why it's kind of hard to kind of post on social media too as well with that stuff, because sometimes subconsciously it's like you're going to go post it in the back of your mind. It's like, what if I don't hit that goal? It's like, what if I don't lose this weight? What if this doesn't happen? Like, in the back of your mind, it's gonna mess with you. So that's why you have to commit to that. That's why you have to put it out there. And I guarantee you, most people don't remember itself about that. That's just kind of how it is. Everybody lives their own lives. Everybody is, quote unquote, more selfish over there. And that's why having a coach too as well, that will hold you accountable. Like, remember all your fucking goals itself, and I'll push you to those goals every single day. That's why that's also important too as well, because they will hold you accountable to that. Now, it's like a further accountability step. But simple things you could do is just tell everybody. Tell your friends. Tell your family. And now, let's just say you have a close friend too as well, and you tell them that. And then you tell them, let's just say, an action step. It's like, I'm only going to eat out once a week. Get them to fucking hold you accountable to that. Let's just say, you can even tell them, it's like, hey, I learned this one from like a podcast. Like, if, like, let's just say, you could do this for two things. If I... like, you could ask me every single week, check in on me. Did you eat out just the once a week itself? Like, that was the maximum. Like, let's just say that was your limit, which you limit yourself to. You could tell your friend, like, you will pay him $100 or $1,000, something like that, if you kind of break that rule. And now, the only reason why you would be hesitant on that one is because you're not sure. But now, if you're committed to this and you're committed to that itself, but it has to be something that's like kind of a value to you. Right? Something that would kind of put you outside that comfort zone. If it's like a dollar to you, you might be like, I don't give a fuck, right? But something that's kind of like uncomfortable for you because you want to hit those goals. And now you have to kind of put something in line. And I guarantee you, if you tell your friend, like, I'll give you like $100 if I don't hit this, he's going to check in on you. He's going to check in on you itself and see if you hit that. You're kind of putting something on stake for yourself. And now this is why my coaching programs, you know, I obviously kind of charge price too as well. It's because when people kind of pay for things, they take it more seriously, right? And that's why I don't discount my service itself, is because it's something for you, right? You have to take yourself more seriously. You have to take that full effort. And it's something, if it's like, let's just say you're a millionaire and, you know, even like, I don't know, like, let's just say the program was like, I don't know, $5,000 for the year or something like that. That millionaire wouldn't care at all, right? Probably not, right? Because I heard this from like other kind of coaches too as well. It's like they work with some more millionaires and stuff like that, and they never follow the plan and they never kind of check in. They never do anything. But you putting something at stake itself, maybe it's like, I don't know, $100, $300, $400, $900, right? You're going to have something at stake itself, or you're going to work that much harder. Like, I have a coach for that reason too as well, to kind of hold me accountable and also pay him a good amount of money. I had some coaches where I was paying like a lot. And I had to, like, you know, like $500 a month, $600 a month, and like what, $4,000 or $5,000 a year. So like, I have something at stake and I push myself that much harder. Now with the accountability side of things, it could literally just be your friend itself. And you could tell them like, hey, like, if you hold me accountable to this, if I screw up, if I don't hit my weight loss goal this year or the next 6 months of getting my abs and losing 20 pounds, I'm going to go pay you $1,000. And he's going to check in on you probably like, you know, every 2 weeks, every month itself, because, you know, well, he is going to want to, A, remember that for himself. He's like, oh, shoot, I have something to gain from this. But like, he, as your friend, is going to be more kind of willing to hold you accountable that aspect. And you putting that up at stake and really making these goals towards yourself, you have something at stake. Well, guess what? You're going to push yourself that much harder. So like, find people to kind of hold you accountable, put it out in the world itself, post it on social media. Like, that was actually a hack, or one of the things I learned itself from personal kind of training school. It just kind of posting that itself. And yes, it's going to hold you more accountable too as well. I do it for myself, and now more people have expectation of me, and I actually post it a lot more because I like to document my journey itself too as well, and show you guys possible, show you guys what I'm doing on the social media side of things to get more lean. Because like, it's ultimately a mindset that I have, which I preach a lot on my social media, leading to the actions, and those actions lead to my results. So it's kind of like a flow. A lot of people think it's just the actions result. Yes, but behind that, it's a mindset. Because let's just say, for example, 2 days ago, like it was raining. It was raining. Like, my gym closed at like 1 p.m. That was like New Year's Day. My gym closed at 1 p.m. I had no idea. My workout cut in like half. I was supposed to do more cardio kind of after the workout too as well. And then I walked back to my apartment. I only count that as my NEAT, which is my non-exercise activity steps, basically my steps per day. So I count as my cardio. But then I went to go to the apartment gym and they couldn't find the keys to that one. And it was raining outside, but I was like, screw it. I'm going to go outside, do the cardio to finish off my other cardio bit, right? I even walked home too as well. Like, I could have been like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I walked home, make that kind of excuse itself. And my walk home is like 25 minutes, but I went outside, still did some more cardio, and I got that shit done. That's because I had the mindset, right? Getting my shit done itself. I'm committed towards my goals and I'm doing whatever it fucking takes. So with that mindset, it led to my actions of going outside even though it was raining and my apartment gym was closed and my gym is closed itself. And I went outside to get my cardio. And now results are paying off, right? I'm getting leaner. So that's what kind of needs here. Now, second thing is going to be a marathon. Marathon. So if you have not worked out before, you're not doing any cardio, don't start with working out every single day, right? Cardio at first is going to be a bitch for most people. Like, for me, I fucking hated cardio. That's why I never really did it for the longest time. Now, if you start with 45 minutes a day, like my fucking coach put me on, which is like retarded, I'm going to say that right now in public, like, and I was doing 0 minutes. There's like a 99% chance that you'll probably end up calling quits within the first month and be back to kind of square one, right? That's for most people itself. Now, with that being said, like, it was a bitch for me too as well. Like, doing this cardio first 2 days, I wanted to quit 10 minutes and 15 minutes and 20 minutes and 25 minutes in. But like, I kept thinking about my vision. I kept thinking about, because I meditate every single day, thinking about my goals every single day. I kept thinking about my best physique I've ever had, and I'm going to beat that. And like, it kept pushing me, right? So I'm kind of pushing that. But for you guys want to have lowest barrier of entry, right? What would be the lowest barrier of entry? It's just getting in the gym, right? Just doing like 10 minutes of cardio, 15 minutes of cardio, hey, if you really want to, right? Just doing something. But then it's going to kind of be easier over time. But the first 10 minutes can be a bitch still. And now you kind of add to that over time, challenge yourself over there. So like that's what you guys got to do. Realize it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Because ultimately fitness is a game of consistency. So the reason why you're in the place where you're in right now, struggling to lose that weight, is because you fell off more times you were consistent. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, whether that's working out or with your diet, you fell off more times you were consistent. So like tell everybody what your goals are. Start off working a couple of days a week and only pretty much do no more than 15 minutes of cardio. I recommend 10 itself. I've never prescribed anybody more than 15 minutes of cardio starting off ever in my life, right? Because I know it's a game of consistency itself. And if you guys really want to achieve your goals itself, not fall off track or really keep your body and really make sure you get those abs here, you got to stay consistent. You got to stay on that workout program. You got to stay on that diet side of things, right? So like I agree with something my coach has, and a lot of things I don't have my coach, but at the end of the day, I just fucking follow the plan. I go through with it and I do it. Now for you guys itself, you guys want to make sure that lower, that barrier entry is lower. Cause like 45 minutes a day. Well, I mean, I have a little bit different mindset too as well. I built my mindset over time. I've been working out for, what was that, 9 years now. So it's like, it's a little bit different. Right. And I've achieved pretty much my dream body, achieved past it. I should pass my dream body actually too as well. Like I would say last year itself, like that was my dream body itself when I first started. Actually, no, it was actually lower than that. I should pass it quite a while ago, but then I kept pushing it and I'm achieving for more and more and more because I ultimately end of the day, my goals are more and I want to achieve more and do more because I always want something to strive for. So with that being said, hope you guys have an amazing day. Top two tips, right? Hacks, accountability, and a marathon. Tell everybody and start with working out pretty much days per week, no more than 15 minutes of cardio. Let's fucking go.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWoo underscore. That is KevinWoo underscore. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.